critical defense.
Oof.
That's still alive. It was just fucking five.
I mean, I think that's how Inazaru feels against me, because I got a critical, not critical, I got a Mono E reversal, I got a Sashigaide.
I thought that was happening because we did get him on Oh.
On the
Yeah,
other
no.
hand, I am having my best ever Basho start, so I am so ready to lose like six next block.
You're the one that should
Yeah.
have picked. You're the one that should have picked in our temp champs.
Oh no, don't pick me.
I picked
No.
Inam and he's 2-2. Like,
Oh,
damn
I
it.
mean, yeah.
Always.
Inamu turns around. He has the stats.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Like,
All right, while we start our archway
what?
banter, let's go with the intro. And here we are for the Guessing the Banzuke for November 2025 episode. I am Kaitetsu, and I'm joined by Tamanosato
Hello, everyone.
and Kunosagi.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! And maybe some other people will show up in a bit. I don't know, because Arashikaga reacted to my message, joined for 2 seconds and left. Yukishima really was excited to come over, but hasn't showed up yet. I'll ping them we on now. So who knows? Who knows who will be here?
We might be 3, we might be 20 by the end of the episode. Nobody
Who
knows.
knows? But yeah, we have had the week without sumo, but with a little bit of sumo. We've had some sumo. We've
Very
had
slightly.
new Juryo people.
Yeah.
So
And
on
Uraraka.
that, let's let me get the actual list again. So we've have new, so Shin Juryo people. We've have Nagamura and Goshima. Both have been renamed. So Nagamura from Kisebeya is now Himukamaru, and he's 21 from Miyazaki Prefecture. And he is also joined by Goshima, which was a Tsukedashi guy, was he? Yeah, Tsukedashi. Makushita 60 Tsukedashi. Four straight Kachikoshi, most of them 6-1. And the guy is now called Fuji Ryoga. Not Fuji Ryuga. No, there's not a dragon. It's Fuji Ryoga. It's like excellence or something to that effect. And he's 22 and from Fujishima. But yeah. Oh, I just seen his birthday is really close to mine. It's 2 days after my actual birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. So, a guy that's like double my size, you know, my age, I'm totally not gonna be like stressing about that. But yes, no. Fuji Ryoga is now in. Everybody expected it, you know. Most Makushita Tsukadashi people, we never really expect them to not make Juryo at least once, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how. How do you guys feel about Tsukadashi? Do you guys feel like, is it just too easy?
I don't want to say too easy because they are thrown in like the harshest place. You know, the Makushita is just a killer. And back when they had Makushita Tsukidashi number 15, you know, that was even worst. You know, it could be very good if you can jump right away, you know, 7-0 and go straight to Judo, but it's such a hard environment. So I think it's a good thing that they have, you know, to kind of reward guys that you know did really well in Amasumo. And the Makushita Tsukidashi 60 seems to work really good because we have Goshima. I'm pretty sure we have other guys
Well, I'm
that did it
looking at
last time.
the list of Tsukadashi
And now it's
people.
okay.
The last Makushita Tsukadashi person to not make Sekitori was Waka Keisho in 2006, which he debuted. He was the guy, if you guys remember, to start at Makushita 15, won the Yusho, and was not promoted to Juryo.
I think I heard that.
Oh, hello, Hitoki!
Hello, hello!
We are just talking some new Juryo people in the thing. Hello. But yeah, he was. If you guys remember when Hakuoho was still Uchiai, there was this thing like, will he be promoted or not because of this previous situation?
Yeah.
But he was, and now he's now in basically New Komusubi, probably. And then you had like a bunch, like a full on list of people. The one that could break that consecutive line would be Matsui. But Matsui is quite high up. He did in Makekoshi, but he's...
Yeah.
He just started. He's in Makushita 9, just a bare Makekoshi. He
like
should make
one
it.
Of the older guys, too. You know,
and he is as well, yes. And he is only 20. So, he'll get there, I think. He'll probably get there. And I think he'll be the first Fukuoka guy in a while, I think, since Okinoumi to be a Sekitori. Not like in debut, but like since Okinoumi retired. There hasn't been anybody from Fukuoka Prefecture, I think.
That's a good question.
I have no idea.
Because
when you click
on Fukushi on that... In,
so,
yeah, right.
Let me go back. No. Fukuoka. Only Matsui and Tosei. Also Toseiryu from...
Yeah,
Toseiryu from Tamanoi.
And he, Toseiryu, is the highest ranked wrestler from Fukuoka.
At this point, yeah, but both did get Makekoshi.
Yeah.
I'm going back last year, already nobody there. When did, this is 2023, Toseiryu, there was another guy, Onojo, I don't know where he went. Koto Dairyu as well. Unokura, Shohozen. It was Shohozen, actually, the last Fukuoka. Okinomi must not be Fukuoka, must be misremembering. But it was a Shohozen in Natsu, so May 2022. He fought his last in Juryo, got demoted and retired before Nagoya 2022.
It was a long time ago.
So yeah, it's a long time since a Fukuokan Sekitori, so I do like Matsui as well, so I do hope he makes it. But I am deviating the thing. Wait, go on.
Yeah.
No, go on. Okay. So yeah, Goshima, now Fujiryoga, and Himukamaru, who was Nakama. Returning, we have Kitanoaka and Wakanosho. Good. And
basically what we talked...
I think we had talked about maybe five, but yeah, no, she didn't stay up, so no Takakento. What we said was maybe they will not let Goshima because of Takakento, but no, they prefer to promote Goshima instead of Takakento. So Takakento gets overtaken by two people, more or less.
Yeah. Oh,
cool.
Who's falling?
Who's falling? People in... No, we don't know who's falling. We don't know if Shiden is staying up. People in the Sumo Forum, a guy in the Sumo Forum thinks that Shiden will stay up. I think who's falling now?
Miyanokazu.
Takarafuji has retired. So that's only two people that... No, three people that need to go down. Takarafuji retired. Miyanokazu, probably.
Yeah.
Hyokukayu, yeah. That's three total. We need one more.
And I do think Shiden.
I don't know how he doesn't get demoted, because Tsurugisho is way too high up. Or if they demote Endo, but Endo I think is too high up, even with his 15 missed spots.
Yeah, Itoki. Itoki says Endo maybe. I do understand, but it's really high up.
He is really high up. Oh yeah, I think Shin and Maya must be coming down. I don't know who else is the multiple in this situation.
I'm a check in Sumo DB.
Yeah.
If guys already like zero, because we cannot put Kyujo. That's something that's they should.
No, I don't know why it doesn't have Kyujo, but if you do 0 and 15, it works anyway.
Oh, actually, the last was Asano Yama, and he fell down. Akushita won.
Did he? Okay, so Endo is going down. I think, yeah, he took his red. There you go.
Enho did it twice. Enho did it twice. And one time he fell to Julio 4, but I guess that was COVID.
COVID, Kyujo, yeah. Yeah.
In 2023, he did fall to Makushita 1. And it really is split up. But most guys that stayed in Julio, it was when they still had the other injury system, when they were kind of keeping rank.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think it makes sense for Endo to go down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's sad.
Interesting. Well, maybe we get another retirement notice at the beginning of next special. Who knows? Well,
Goshima one of the really big guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's quite big.
He's 180 kilograms, so that's...
He's like one of the biggest guys, if my memory serves right. You know, I told me you were last talking about him.
No. Last time we talked about Otgonbat, which is like a huge Mongolian lad.
Yeah. Who's going to start next Basho?
In Maizumo. So... a while till we see him.
Like, Goshima is a big guy.
Yeah, he's not small.
I love trying to talk about it.
Yeah, that's all right. There is
no problem.
It was the download before last. Looking on the official bond here, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
Who's gonna come up? Who's gonna stay? I think at the time, Goshima was sitting like right in like MS4 or something like that. And was like 3-2, 4-1, something like that. But, yeah, no. Somewhat big guy. That's always nice to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I think we've dilly-dallied enough. I think we can open the Gazza Berserker form and the helper. I'll open the helper. And I'll share my screen so we can work through it together. There we go. It won't go on the recording, but we'll talk over as it happens.
Yeah,
can you guys see okay?
Yep, it looks real good, real clean.
Nice, that's good. Go. Here we go.
The funny part will be the Sekiwake slot.
Yes. Do you guys want to start? Because you do have to do Joy, Makushita Joy. I think it's easier if we start top down.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
Okay. So what I know from the two Spiffy videos I've seen, sorry Spiffy, sorry Sentry, I haven't watched that many of them, but it's good, is that, you know, they go here, Kotozaka probably goes here, Kotozaka goes there. Now,
don't change.
We have...
Aonishiki for sure gets Sekiwake first.
Why is it 3? It really hasn't happened before? I don't know. I don't know why they're giving me 3 thingies.
Yeah.
But it's not liking. Oh, Ozaki. Sorry, Sekiwake. Oopsie. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, right.
I always. Oh, Kotosaka doesn't get promoted to Yokozuna. Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
Now we got it. There we go.
We good.
I tried to put him the same distance from Ono Sato, but no, you have Yokozuna 2 as well.
Yeah.
Oops. There we go. That's why it was really not liking Oh, Nishiki directed to Ozuki.
It was like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, we got Aonishiki. Now, what the fuck we do with the other Sekiwaki? Oho?
Oho for sure gets Sekiwaki.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing else to be done. Cool. Yeah, fine. And then and Komusubi, Hakuoho, and then Tamo Takayasu.
No, it's, no, just one rank lower.
Oh, that's
Sekiwaki 2.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I keep this thing of having two Sekiwaki to Komusubi. Yeah, fine. Cool.
That's so rare, though.
It is. Not that way rare. Koseki 3 is definitely rarer.
I guess Wakataka Kage and Kirishima just go down.
Equally, yeah. They just go down. One. Magashira 1. Nice. Now we have a problem, which is what? Takanosho? Because Takanosho, what Senshi does is that he counts the number, right? He does the math. Do the math. Should we do that or should we just freestyle?
I mean, we can freestyle and then see how it goes.
Okay, cool. So, Tamawashi, that's not a small drop, but a biggish drop. You guys think like, what,
yeah,
three?
Like M3, yeah.
Yeah, three. Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of people. Also, Kono Usagi and can you guys do keep an eye on the chat in case Hitoki wants to say something. Nice, nice. Okay,
no
cool, cool, cool.
I see.
Nice, nice. If anybody thinks something is very wrong, do say. Don't let me and Tamon Sato just yap over it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be afraid to tell us to shut up.
Yeah,
and put your peace.
Yeah. Cool.
But actually, I'm thinking Takanosho might get M1. And push down, you know, half a rank Wataka Kakage and Kirishima.
You know, I could see it. Like,
and by the way, I'm the head of the Banzuke committee in RTY, and I don't know what I'm doing.
I forgot about that, right? You do, you literally do Banzuke.
Yeah, I forgot about it too.
Definitely getting into it at minimum.
So you think Kishu is not getting M2?
No, I mean, I would think Takanosho would be if they I don't know about knocking them all the way down.
Yeah. I mean, if you do what Spiffy does, this is 9. So it would be 9, right? So it doesn't really work with how the joy works. So I think I could see them doing this. I could see them keeping the Sekiwakis at M1 together. And then, and because it's at M7, I think M2 is fine. I think I agree.
I mean, I could definitely see him doing M1. Totally.
Yeah.
We see them getting an M2 and leaving the Sekiwakis at M1.
Was that a train?
It sounded like an alien sound. Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry, I'm like, what is it? 1, 2, 3.5 blocks away from the train track?
Ah, right, that's fair. Okay, well, carrying on. Well, we can keep. If the rest of the Banzuka doesn't fit down here, we can sit this. But I think Wakatakaka and Kirishima are obviously going to be moved together. So they'll move the same amount. So I think they'll just be kept at M1.
Yeah. Right, I mean, had they done any worse than 6-9, I would be far more on the side of dropping them down.
Yeah.
Lower.
Yeah. That's quite an under promotion for Takanosho, to be honest.
Yeah, it is.
Right. I then like they're usually pretty reserved about their promotions that far up.
Let's have a look because
I have it open. Everyone out of the 22 people that got this record at M7, only 2 of them got M2. Everyone else is M1 or above. Sekiwake, Komusubi.
Wow.
Yep. So that's
Yeah,
why
well,
you're
but
saying
the
it's good.
one was recent. Was Wakata Kakage last year? Exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
He got 12-3 and was promoted to
yeah.
M2.
And the thing,
I'm on the side of him going to M1 then.
Yeah. The thing that they can also do is promote Takanosho and what did I wanted to say? Damn.
Not promote Takayasu?
Yeah. Kind of demote Takayasu. Mm. Or Akuhoho. They can even fuck Akuhoho.
They could.
You know, that's something that they can do.
They could do this. I know they're in the same rank.
Yeah.
They could do that. I don't think they will. Will they?
Yeah, that's.
Getting Komusu. I mean, yeah, people do get Sanyakurans, but that seems crazy nowadays.
Because yeah. With 8 wins, he can get no promotion. Things like
he
that.
He can. They were pretty happy with his Kinboshi, though.
Yeah. The last few, you know, it's M1, Komusubi 1, M2, M1, M2. You know.
Up to two are between the two dropping, the Sugiwaki's dropping. Who had the worst performance?
Worst performance in terms of opponents? Because they have the same record.
Yeah,
Both like, lost to the both Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both Wakata Kakage did not face Kotozakura. What did he did not face Kotozakura? That's crazy. Oh, because Kotozakura probably no. Kotozakura pulled out on this day, so
on day 14.
Yeah. So yeah, Wakata Kakage didn't fight on Kotozakura. He fought Takayasu at the end, and Aonishiki lost both. Wataka Kakage won against Takayasu, but lost to Aonishiki. And lost to Kirishima. I don't think they will look at this because the record is the same. And I think it can be balanced both ways. I think
maybe one gets dropped to M2, one stays at M1.
Yeah, they could do this. Because if Wakata Kakage gets demoted to Kirishima here, it's the same number of rank, you know, so
yeah.
1.5. And Kirishima is like. 1.5. Okay, no, wait. No, wait, no, what?
He's half a rank. I guess they would do it like this.
Like this?
I guess. Yeah.
They could do it like
that's
that.
That's how I see it.
But with Takanosho up there, or this.
I do think Akuoho gets screwed. God, screwed.
Really?
Yeah.
My guess would be Akuoho. Because he fought lots of Sanyaku. Well, Takanosho did too, but...
Yeah, I mean, Takanosho defeated both Sekiwake.
And Ozeki.
Diozeki.
What was Akuoho's record?
Akuoho got the Kinboshi, defeated Sekiwake, defeated Komusubi.
Defeated
both Sekiwake as well.
He lost to both Yokozuna. No, to one Yokozuna.
To one Yokozuna.
Itoki agrees with me. Akuo goes the lowest of the three, getting M1 East. Thank you for arguing with me.
Okay, let's do this then. We'll do Takanosho Komusubi.
And they can even demote Takayasu.
They could do this.
You know, that's like the optimistic.
The optimistic view. are you guys happy being optimistic, or you guys want to be more like this?
Hello, Yuki Noshoma.
Hello, Yuki. We are doing it on the...
Yeah.
Here the guest, the Banzuke thing. We are been stuck at this rank for a little bit. We have a few options if you want to weigh in and tip the scale. You can type in the voice chat. You don't need to speak. You can be muted and just type. If you hover your mouse over the voice chat, there will be a little text bubble which you can click on and it's open chat. In the cell phone, if you called the actual voice chat channel, it will open the chat or give you an option to open the chat or something like that, I think.
Yeah, it's in the top right corner.
Yeah, so, or type it in a voice box and we can help you find how to. Oh, no.
Or you can go.
Or you can. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Yuki's typing on the RTY podcast. Wait.
But, yeah, it's. I do think Takayasu gets lucky once again. That's kind of crazy, but. My bad. I got held up with something.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's pretty interesting. I personally err on the side of pessimism, so that way I'm easier to prize.
So, wait, sorry?
I err on the side of pessimism, so that
pessimism,
way I'm easier to prize.
Nobody gets promoted.
Nobody gets promoted. It's the same Manzuka.
Wow.
Oh, exactly, being like Yokozuna Zero for Onosato because they like him so much.
But yeah, I do think Takayasu gets to keep Komosubi.
I think
which
so too.
Be crazy because last time he already kept it.
Yeah, he did. It's a weird consecutive record there.
Yeah,
I can see Hakuho being screwed. I can see it. They weren't a nice Tatami Fuji, and I don't think they'll be nice Hakuho.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not really being screwed. You know, like an 8-7, does it really, you know, like gives you that extra push? You know,
fair.
9-6, completely fair to give him Komosubi. 8-7, you know,
yeah,
I can
and,
see them. Be
and
like,
really, like Takanosho was enough up that he can get, like, it wasn't a junior show, but it was like third best score anyway.
Yeah,
so
third best. And
yeah, yeah. So I think that actually you guys have won me over. I think this is very probable. Cool. So next, who gets M2 West? Hamawashi?
No, Wakamoto Haru. Wakamoto Haru.
Then six. Yeah. Then six. Two ranks up. I think that's fair. Yeah. Happy. Cool. Then Hirado Umi here. A little bit of under the motion, but. Under promotion.
They can even promote Hiradumi and swap Hiradumi and Tamawashi.
Yeah, they can do this, but I think. Yeah, I mean, this is probably more. According to the maths, this is more likely because this would be more down, so this is probably.
It really can go either way.
It can go either way. I think this is good. Next, Ura?
I think Oshoma would be first.
Oshoma could be first.
Yeah, Oshoma and Ura at M4.
Yeah, Oshoma and Ura. Oshoma is really the king of M4. I think this guy has been so long at M4.
Yeah.
It's funny. Next. Onokatsu, that would be a promotion. Kusano, yeah. Kusano.
Man, the Koshi are so big.
Hmm?
The Makikoshi at the top are so big.
Intense.
They're gonna be like M7, M10 around those ranges.
No.
So Shodai, numbers got him here, over promotion gets him here.
I think Ura and Oshoma. Oh, you already got Oshoma. Never mind. Huh.
Whoops. Would they? Churanomi would be here. That would be a massive over promotion.
Yeah. I guess it will be here.
Yeah. For now, let's leave Churanomi there. Onokatsu here hangs about here. Let's just throw some people to make a line here. See how they want across these guys. Okay. How long are we going to fit three people here? We need three people. I guess Shodai needs to go up because there's no way.
Honestly, I think Onokatsu can keep
MC. Oh, yeah, true. He can keep rank. And that's a bit easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. And then what? Atami Fuji?
Itoki says, I hate this part of the world again. to be fair, I had the part of the Bansuke, you know, from Sekiwake to Magashira 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I hate this part. I think that's a good title. I hate this part.
Bansuke.
Yeah, I hate this part of the Bansuke.
The thing is, there's so much Makekoshis. Now, basically, we just play with Makekoshis.
All the big Makekoshis.
So he, with a 3 and 12, I think he could go here. Like, really, that's the math. -9.
Yeah, let me check just to have.
Yeah, check M5, 3 and 12. See how many has him.
5, 3 and 12, yeah. Just to we know what we're dealing for. Oh my god. The last time it happened was Meisei earlier this year. Really? It went from M5 to M13. The last three guys from M5 went 3 and 12 actually went to M13. M13, M14, M12. So I guess M13 is.
M13 about the equilibrium rank.
Yeah.
So Abi, he would be, if they keep the same number, he'll be around 9 then.
That's about right. M8, M7, the last.
Poor Gonoyama is like, what about here?
Oh, probably, yeah.
I'm gonna
check, and I'm not sure anyone went 1 and 14.
So we're gonna have some massive over. No, under demotions here, because there's no way we're fitting.
It happened once, Gonoyama's record, and again, it was Meisei.
M13?
Yeah.
No way.
It really depends. That's a thing. When we see that, you know, on the Bansuke query, on SumoDB, we just see that record. We don't see the whole Bansuke, how the whole Bansuke worked. Mm-hmm. So like it's good to have this as a tool, but we cannot base everything off of it.
Okay.
So I think Gonoyama M16 is actually, you know, okay, but most guys will get like under promotion. Like Roga.
No, they'll get a lot of under promotion. You know what I think? Right?
Yeah, I think they'll basically stay, those three. Like, Rogami, Takeumi, Toki Ayate, they'll keep their spot. Or even drop, like, half a rank. You know, basically just go the other side. One down the other side. That's what's going to happen.
You know what I'm thinking?
And then go up, I would say.
I think this, you know, like, just keep everybody here.
Yeah.
But then who gets M8? Ichi Yamamoto? That's too little of a demotion. But they might do that. Because they might, like, you know, who cares?
From
M5 to M8? It doesn't seem too bad.
I mean, I could see them under demoting him a lot.
Probable. Like Shishi will probably like be like that's 10 and 5. Yeah, around
but here around
M13, M14. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should also slot the Jojo guys.
Yeah, the Jojo guys. So okay, wait. Okay, who's going down? So we just throw them into Julio. Hitoshi's going down?
Nishikigi for sure.
Nishikigi for sure. Takeru Fuji for sure.
Yeah.
Hitoshi?
I don't know if they... if
the They'll need an M18. They will need an M18.
Yeah, but I don't know if they if that M18 saves him. That's the thing.
Yeah, because it would be... here would be M18 West, which they don't do.
Hello, Yuki Noshima.
Hello, Yuki.
So, because not sure. We don't know who's promoted. back up.
No, but we can guess. As in Nishiki Fuji,
Yeah, Chiyoshima and Oshomi.
Chiyoshomi no Shomi, that's three. And Oshomi would be preferred over Chiyoshomi because of the rank. So if they had to not promote somebody, it would be Chiyoshomi.
Meisei, does Meisei fall?
It's like Meisei, maybe. I would
Yeah.
imagine they probably keep him right there at the bottom, 10 and
Let's
18.
have a look. M13 with
Oh,
a
my
5 and
God.
10.
The last three, the last four actually stayed in Makuuchi.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think they would drop him that low, but.
I don't think they'll drop him then.
Yeah.
I think he'll stay right at the bottom.
Yeah, M17, I think, around here. Maybe even
So
M16.
Itoki might fall.
Itoki might fall. Yeah.
Itoki might fall.
Hitoshi. Hitoshi. Not
Itoki.
Hitoki.
Sorry, sorry, okay, sorry. Hinachiko.
Not Hitoki.
I'm sorry.
Luckily for them, they're going
Hitoki never made it to Makuuchi, but he's still falling.
the top.
You're falling from it, sorry.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess those three.
Yeah, that's the most I can say. Maybe if we. Okay, 5, 10. No. No. Wrong side of things. Okay.
10-minute
Two.
runoff. That's a
They do
long
go
one.
up every so often. Like,
Yeah.
but it's been a while.
But the thing
No,
is, who do they
last
pick?
one got it. Should have known me.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Who do they demote?
Yeah, no, nobody. There's nobody else demotable. I think Fujiseyon gets high up. Don't know if there, but not enough to promote, unfortunately. Not this year. Not this
Think the
monster.
closest would
Yeah,
be
unless like
Sada no Umi.
unless like they really under
Sada
demote.
no Umi.
Oh, what
Yeah, well, he
else?
would be the closest if anyone, but I don't think they'd do
Well,
it.
it would be Asakoru, half a
Oh,
rank
yeah.
lower
Oh,
instead.
right, yes.
Yeah. But like, going by the numbers, let's see, because it is possible. He's a 9, but I think he's too high up.
It
Yeah,
depends on
they've
the
really
draft
been
back.
many a long time since anybody got demoted over that.
Nearly like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh God, no,
You're old.
it cannot be that long. No.
Takekaze, like
Yeah,
demoted.
Takekaze. Oh god,
Yeah.
that's an old name. Okay, so these
Unfortunate.
guys are fine. I think really Fujisami just got unlucky. Really, it happens. But you
Everybody
know,
more promotions needed, then I would think it would be a bit more likely.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's figure this bit out because I think they cannot demote Kimbozan, Midori Fuji, or Daishu at all. Because who goes
Not
up?
really. Yeah. I guess Nishiki Fuji, Oshomi, and Chiyoshoma get like big push.
Massive promotions.
Yeah. Like M13 and above. 'Cause yeah, that's all.
The previously has been M15-ish recently. Exactly 10
He's on
years
the
ago,
peak
one
of it.
M12, M13, M14.
I suppose Oshomi and Chiyoshima get both M14,
Yeah.
and Ifuji gets M12.
Yeah. I
So
mean.
I don't know if we should switch Shishi and Nishiki. That's really like between the two. I don't know.
I
You think they're going to
You
give
have
them that
both like
promotion,
five
like?
ranked two
Maybe they can do
players.
this.
Nakekoshi
It seems
promotion.
a little high, I don't know.
Yeah, I think with Nishiki Fuji, I don't like these heights. I think they do maybe this. They like keeping the Juryo debutants together. They like keeping them who comes back, who
Yeah, but
comes
Nishiki
up
Fuji is a
together.
debutant. That's the thing. He's been in Makuuchi before, so that's. I don't know, because they can go as high as M8, but but that was quite some time ago. The last few from relatively like early was like M14, M12, M15. And okay. I guess with such a Banzuke, you kind of like over promote him a bit, you know, pushing him at the M13. But that's, you know,
maybe.
Because really... Shishi on the other side gets also a, like a massive promotion.
Yeah, he would be around here comfortably. So maybe here. A little bit like, vulnerable promotion.
They might under demote Kotoshoho. I'm not like M9, M10.
M10?
Yeah,
because who?
Up like two or three spots each.
Mm-hmm.
So like Ryuden will be M13, Tomokaze M12, Tobizaru M11. Like this,
and then.
Yeah, M9. Who would be M9?
That's the thing. Who will be M9? Not Fujinokawa. He's M9 away. I mean, maybe.
Now we just have Makegoshis to work with.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of have to give, like, Tobizaru an over-promotion then.
Are you thinking they'll over-demote Kotoshoho then?
I feel like they're gonna under-demote.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, I was over-demoting him, that's right. Oh, yeah, no, I think they could do this. This would be the right thing. They could do this.
And maybe switch Tobizaru and Fujinokawa. Put Fujinokawa in Tobizaru's place and Tobizaru at M11. Sorry.
So, you mean this and then Fujinokawa here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, Fujinokawa, right, okay.
He gets one demotion.
Yeah, Ichi's only getting a 2.5 early.
Well, it's either that or they promote Makikoshi.
He could end here, but this is correct, and this won't happen because it's too many Makikoshi. Yeah. I think he'll end up here.
Yeah, who gets M10? That's the thing. So, yeah, and
Ichiamamoto, but then who gets his place, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they could under-promote guys like Shodai, maybe, and work around it.
Yeah, but like, and then they would under-demote people. Maybe they'll be more conservative like that, you know, maybe they will under-promote people and under-demote people and just keep the same Banzuke, basically.
It's a really complicated Banzuke because there's so many Makegoshis.
Mm-hmm. Like, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, Roga down to Shonanomi just stay there.
Yeah.
Like, no moving at all.
From M8 to M17 on the west side, there's one Kachikoshi.
Oh.
It's that simple. It's that complicated. You know, so... You know, it's a big one. It's a... Yeah. So I guess Mitake Umi keeps rank. Toki Ayata, on the other hand, get kind of... I guess we can... We're going to have to change the junior promotions.
We're going to have to change the junior promotions, yeah, because it wouldn't be fair. But they're not going to... I don't think they like to keep the same Banzuke. Okay? That's the thing. I think they want to change people's ranks a little. Even if they...
I would think they would go down one. Or like... They'll pick and choose who needs to go down so they have a spot open for the Juryo.
I think they'll pick and choose. I think that seems very much like the GSA.
I would have to go back and watch everyone's matches.
I don't know if they look at the matches. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They really don't care much about those things. Mm-hmm. And they also don't really care much like if King Bozon was fighting during Ramadan.
Fair.
Yeah. Sadanomi and Asakuryu should get M17, Shonan M18, and Toki Hayate M15.
Okay. If Toki Hayate gets M, he won't, because that's too much. They could do this.
Yeah,
or this.
Better,
oh,
I think.
Yeah.
I think this. That is something. You know, this. Because he gets a bit of an emotion. Not too much to be bad compared to the other people who won't get demoted. you know.
Yeah, but they don't. I don't think the Banzuge committee cares about Toki Ayate's feelings. But I see what you mean. And really, Toki Ayate and Ishiki Fuji, you know, it's a toss up between the two. Like, either one can get.
What feels worse, what feels bad for me, is Shonanomi getting -2. What they might do, my gut is telling me they will do this.
It's a good.
Or even this? Or does it feel bad? Does it feel bad?
It doesn't really. It does not.
Aren't Did really. I
check what Gonoyama's record should be around that fall?
I mean, it should be around there. Yeah.
I haven't really seen something like this often. And I would have assumed maybe like M13.
Oh yeah. I said it may say at M13, but I think they slide Gono up 5 stops from where he is now and ruin the bottom.
What they could do with Gonoyama is just put him in M13 and just push everybody else half a rank, you know. So
that's yeah. Is that what you meant, Itoki?
Like here?
Yep, that's what they meant.
I see. So if we do that, they could do this. And then Shishi gets an under promotion, but who cares?
I mean, under promotion, I mean.
Actually, they could do this. Okay? They can leave Gonoyama in the M14, because I don't think they would demote him too little. How do people feel about this? Because this will. I will submit this as Dohyo download crew or something to that effect, or just Dohyo download, something to that. So it won't be your guesses, it'll be like our guesses together. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to make your own guess about Banzuke, okay, you can do.
I mean, it looks all right to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think
we'll probably do some shuffling to give like half rank promotion to.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's something that was on my brain, Kuno. Like, all these people not getting moved, and I think the GSC likes moving people, at least a little bit.
Right, like.
Tell that to Takeyasu.
They usually don't give a lot of them the same promotion or demotion, even if they have the same record, they're like kind of mixing it up a bit.
Fair. Yeah, they do that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there is one thing that was kind of going around with other predictions people made, though. They actually think Toby Zaru and Ichi Yamamoto are going to switch spots, and they'll just get overpromoted like that.
Hmm. So Toby gets overpromoted and Ichi Yamamoto goes lower.
Yeah.
I don't see how Ichi Yamamoto gets 15.
Yeah.
No, I mean at 11.
Our thing, like this.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people
think. That's insane. That's
such a massive overpromotion.
Yeah, I mean, they've done it before.
I mean, M15, and what, it was like a 9 and 6, right?
Yeah, 9 and 6. Yeah. Have they done this? Have they gotten M15 to M8?
I don't know specifically that, but... You know, there have been definitely insane promotions like that before, mm-hmm. because of just the Banzuke situation.
The last time it happened, yeah. It was M11, M12, M13, M10. So I guess...
I do not like Tobizaru there.
I guess we were right.
Of what?
Tobizaru's placing.
About M11?
M12, M11. That's a bit of another promotion, but it's not that crazy, you know. Guys made it to M11.
If they want to token demote people, they could do like this. They could switch people. For no reason.
Tokizaru get like maybe M10, but I don't really see it. I don't know.
It's... Could even do this, actually.
Oh yeah, that's even better. Oh my god, my glasses are dirty as fuck. I hate working on the bones, okay. That's my job here, and I hate it.
Oh my god, okay. I mean, I am happy. If people just want to move on to Judo and have some fun.
Yeah, you know, we've
literally took 50 minutes to do this. This will be a longer episode. If people need to leave, please do. Because I do want to finish this in one call. I don't want to wait a week to do this.
Every week we do another division.
Every week is one rank. We overanalyze each rank a week. And then when like it's November 2027, we finish it.
And we do the whole bonds, okay? Not just we go down to
some made Johnny. Jonokuchi 13? No. This guy got Jonokuchi 14 on my ass. Okay. Right. Fuck. Okay. Juryo. With me, the guys. Yay!
Fujisayun Juryo 1. That's
fair. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people for Juryo 1. Hitoshi and Daisaizen. But I like this. I like ignore these two. I like this.
Yeah.
Hitoshi Fujisayun. And then they say they do? You?
Yeah.
Cool. Where does a M16? Nope, that's a new tab. M16 with a 2-13 record goes.
Four.
Even lower.
I think around six will probably be.
Yeah, we'll have to be a bit of a maybe holding the guy up a little bit, but I can see.
Kind of have to compare it to like Kaio's kind of.
You really weren't ready.
No. Okay. Yeah. Here, Jace.
Yeah, and we can push him down. We can put him at G6 and like push him down or up depending on.
Depending,
how we
yeah. Cool. Okay. Takeru Fuji. Takeru
Fuji might get J5.
J5? Yeah. I see. I mean, who cares really at that point, but yes.
The thing is, it's a Kyujo. They tend to treat Kyujo harsher.
Really?
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. But he was still four ranks above and. Still only two wins, I don't know.
Well, he is... Well, this is not working. Oh, no. Yeah, it's not liking... Okay, here we go. No, it's not liking that Takeru Fuji... For some reason, SumoDB doesn't see Takeru Fuji as 0 and 0 or 0.15. I really don't know what's going on there, but... It's about J7, yeah. So about here, they could do this. I don't know.
Yeah.
They could do this.
Asa Kujinu should get either J1 or J2 also.
Hmm. Right.
Probably J2?
Yeah. Because out of the
actually, no, fuck, we fucked up. No, we fucked up. No. Koto Eho got a Kachikoshi.
Oh, that's tough.
That's so like this. Or even this? Like massively over the Daisaizen?
I will just say that, you know, there's a lot of people who think they have to get a promotion or demotion in Juryo, but there has, even though it's only happened like one time, Hideo Umi did get an 8-7 at Juryo 1 West, and he didn't go up at least one over Ryuden. So it has happened like once or twice, and it might.
Well, you think Oshomi won't go up?
Oh no, I mean like in the Juryo, like maybe somebody like Kaigai Aki or Koto Eho might not, just so nobody gets like an over promotion or over demotion.
Yeah, they might not move.
Fair. I guess. So, I mean, yeah, Koto Eho. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And Asa Kuryu staying in Juryo is already harsh. And so, yeah. So I guess Juryo 2 is the lowest he can go. That is the lowest he can go.
I mean, I feel bad for Dicezen, but...
Yeah, I know. They might even switch Asahakuryu and Fujiseyon. But that, I don't know.
It might.
Anything, I think they would switch Koto Eho and Fujiseyon.
They can. They can do like bam, 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 you know? This feels interesting.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough. But I don't think...
Because on paper, both Asahakuryu and Koto Eho kind of deserve promotion. Even Fujiseyon. Like, out of those three, Koto Eho is the least deserving on paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, since none of them gets promoted, they all three like deserve J1 to J2.
Yeah, they really deserve like, everybody deserves it. You get J1, you get J1, everybody gets J1.
So it's
one and Fujiseyon and Koto Eho is J2 then.
So, like this?
Yeah, I guess like this. Because they cannot demote Koto Eho to J2 West.
No. Okay, yeah, and this is fine. He got the usual anyway. Asahakuryu might get like a little whoop, you know, little hand. Okay, happy, cool. Then I guess we need to talk about Asanoyama, because he's two ranks down, one loss more. So about here.
I want to say G4 East.
It's kind of what I'm thinking anyway, like here, G4 area.
And G3, Mita should get it.
Mita, yeah. Oh, this is so much easier than M7 Hellhole.
I guess Kagayaki doesn't move, so he goes to J4 East. Yeah, and yes, then Asanoyama slots perfectly right there.
There. Touch Taikai, maybe stays as well.
He could get to J5 West.
He could.
And Hatsuyama.
It's a big of an over promotion, so they might just do this.
Yeah, but it's not like a crazy...
Yeah, they kind of have to, though, with look how many have a winning record there.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then...
We can push down Miyanokaze, Takara Fuji...
We can... Well, Takara Fuji is out. Well, his announcement was before or after the Banzuke?
Oh, well before.
Yeah,
well
but
before.
It must have been before. No, yeah, it was before. So he won't be on Makushita.
Yeah.
So we don't need to put Takara Fuji on Makushita. We don't need to worry about him.
Yeah.
We can get him, like... we cannot get him out, but yeah. We don't need to worry about him.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kayo, like what, year-ish?
Yeah.
And then Kotoku.
Yeah, I was going to say they switch Kotokuzon and Kayo. That's...
Yeah, Kotokuzon and Kayo, and then here.
Yeah. Kazekeno should get like G9.
Mm-hmm. And then Hidenomi gets a little bit of under demotion. Or they could do this.
Endo fall down to Makushita.
Yeah, no, he's out. Or somewhere.
Put him down.
Yeah, somewhere maybe here.
Put him to, Makushita.
Yeah, somewhere later, yeah. Endo's down there.
How does the Makushita guys, you know, go over the promotion? That's...
So it's Kitanowaka, Nagamura, and Takanosho. And Goshima, sorry.
Yeah, I'm just getting like over the promotion.
Bits, yeah.
They often get 11, 13.
Yeah, they get this 4 rank area more or less. Sometimes they usually get 10 or 9, but I think this is the area they normally slot them at.
Yeah. Because we get 4. So, like, both Juryo 4 and both Juryo 13?
So.
But then. Because Miyanokaze goes down.
Goes down. We'll put Takara Fuji. And then Kyokukayu. And then we said. No, and then that's it. Then Shiden stays up there.
So Shiden.
here.
G14 West, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but they did also save Miyano Kaze, I believe, at a similar rank and record, 6-9.
Miyano Kaze, I'm sure he's failing this time.
Yeah.
No way he doesn't.
Yeah, there's no way.
No, this time, yeah. I just mean, like, in his debut one, I believe he went 6-9, and I believe it was Juryo 13, and he got saved, so there's a possibility they could save Kyoku Kayu over Shiden, but I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
And I guess that leaves Goshima G14?
Yeah.
Sure. And the three others will go over, because Goshima, you know, 6-1, but he's Makushita 5.
Mm-hmm.
So he's for sure, you know, not getting
as high
promotion as the others. Asa Suiryu could keep place or even go down to J13.
Yeah, he needs to go somewhere.
Swapping with Nishinoryu.
Yeah, Nishinoryu's going to get overpromoted.
Oh, fuck. Okay,
the
right.
The thing is, he got Kachikoshi. Juryo, so he gets over those guys, and
just gets lucky. There's no other way around it, really.
No.
Yeah, he gets J9. That's the
lowest, really. You cannot know. There's other people that need, like, for example, Hakuyozan. Hakuyozan probably will stay.
Oh yeah.
Hakuyozan probably will stay.
To Hakuryu, that's kind of an under demotion, but yeah, it's kind of how it goes.
Wait, my brain is brain powering. This, and this. So far.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and then Takara Fuji goes away forever. And then this guy is here.
That's so tough. No, because Tamashoho was lower. So, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, Tamashoho is lower. Fuck. Yeah, Nishinoryu is gonna get up. These guys are gonna go up a lot, I think. Cause.
But the problem is J9.
Yeah.
Because that's a massive overpromotion or under demotion for anyone.
What if? Right, everybody. Goshima goes higher. Asasuru can stay. I'm just throwing stuff at the wall, see whatever sticks.
Yeah.
Maybe even this. Maybe this. This is harsh, though.
I honestly think they're gonna under demote Toakuryu, Tamashoho, and Tsurugisho.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like,
they'd rather under demote them than over promote the Makushita guys.
Itoki says, I got Tsurugisho and Tamashoho going J11 with Nishinoryu above.
So, Nishinoryu J9?
I guess Tohakuryu J9.
Yeah.
Nishinoryu and Akuyo's on G10. Tsurugisho and Tamashoho at 11. And then those two. And Kitano Waka, yeah.
Yeah. This doesn't feel this is quite bad.
Maybe switch Tsurugisho and Tamashoho?
Yeah? No, wait. They can also do...
They can do this. I mean,
no, they can. They can do anything. Is their buds good?
Yeah, they can. They can make everyone retire.
They can get Goshima. They can get Tamashoho. Promote him to Yokozuna. Who cares?
They can.
That's their job.
But that's. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Honestly, this doesn't feel horrible.
It's, yeah.
It doesn't feel great, Especially with Tohaku so high up, but, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, it's... Things like this are going to happen.
Wait. My brain is exploding a little bit. My brain is having a moment. Like this. I think.
What changed?
Maybe even this. This. Tamasho and Tsurugisho just changed places.
Yeah.
Maybe they will do even this, you know?
That's a probability, yeah. And even switch to...
Actually, and they can switch these guys. And then he gets a little bit of a demotion.
Yeah.
That's well, cool. Everybody happy?
Works for me. Like I cannot do something that like changes the whole thing. I mean, Toki's typing.
Yeah, looks good enough. Yeah, fair. That's all we need. That's all we need. Cool. Alrighty. No. I think Takakento Magushita won.
Yeah, and Otsuji.
And Otsuji? Then Dayamami goes here.
Endo is falling like.
Not. He's already Dayamami Magushita. Let's see where he goes.
I mean, yeah, he was like J3. I think it was like Magushita 3.
Yeah, they no, we're like it. He got Asanoyama got Makushita 1.
Yeah.
And then Amuru got 3, but that was like a century ago, so.
I feel like they would have to do it probably Makushita 2, maybe, just because those two guys at the front really got snubbed because of the situation.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, it doesn't change a thing. Really. Miyano Kaze, though. That M3, Makushita 3, I think, should be a good spot.
Three or four.
For Miyano Kaze.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh,
I think.
They go him, like, the last time was Shimazumi went Makushita 3. Asabenke went Makushita 4.
I can't say this because there's nobody else going up that much, I think.
Yeah.
No, actually. Seihakuho M4?
Inami. And Inami. Maybe between M4 and M5. I don't know. But, well, yeah, they're not.
Sorry. Inami as well, then. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to say Makushita 5, the both of them. And then Makushita 4, Kazuto and Yoshi.
Kazuto and Yoshi, yes. That's a thought.
That's my view. I mean...
Thoughts, everybody? I don't have many opinions on Makushita.
And it looks good to me. The thing is, in Makushita, even the marginal Kachikoshi and Makekoshi can make you go bounce up pretty far. It's not like an 8 and 7 or a 7 and 8 where you can stay up. It really can move a lot from what I know. And I don't know a lot.
So, Kamito got 3 wins. Do they prefer more wins over less? Like, what do they do? How do they compare this, with Shimanomi?
They count it kind of like a 3 and 4 maybe.
Yeah.
Four.
Okay.
If he got an extra loss, they wouldn't have counted it.
I see.
Oh no, Kamito has one extra bout, that's why.
Yeah. He won his jury bout.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess
so.
Around that's probably
fine. Around here, yeah. Then Shimanomi down here.
I just don't know about Daimami being over Kyogre.
Oh, but wait. The one node you got 6-1 at M50.
That's what I'm going to check.
Yeah. Oh, Shimazumi also Makushita 20, so.
Yeah, Shimazumi with the Yusho.
He'll be up here. He'll be around here.
Yeah. For Dewa Noryu, it's between M5 and M3.
M5 and M3? Okay. So wasn't familiar with his heat.
Yeah. To be fair, Makushita Banzuke is not really my thing either. I don't think anyone's really like...
Yeah, I think you have to kind of promote Shimazumi a lot more because he's checking this. Usually puts him into Jirio or like Makushita, like 1-4.
Yeah, and I think Ananomi also with a 6-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, these two, maybe even Okaryu. Yeah. So I think these guys are definitely being up here somewhere. Okaryu as well. I can see it.
And to be fair, we don't have much record for Shimazumi because the last guy who did it before him, it was 25 years ago.
No, okay, fine.
And he went to M. Makushita 2. So,
God. Okay, no. So he's going really high up, but I don't know where. I think they might put him here.
I think they might even put him over, like, in Yoshi's spot, honestly.
He might. Just let's slide everybody. Slide to the side. Damn.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I guess Ananohumi will get like M7? That's a probability.
I mean, but there's also Mudoho coming down. So I think Mudoho can be here as well. And then Hananomi gets M8.
Yeah.
And then now we're fucked. Now it's over.
Teru and Fukuzaki.
M9? Really? I mean, who else really? But yeah.
And then you know it's the Kachikoshis.
The Kachikoshis. Tokaryu.
Tenchoho. Tenchoho, Tochimusashi, and Kotokenryu.
Yeah.
They should get around there.
But this jump from Okaryu, I don't know if it's gonna be that.
M18. Let me check if they go really up. Oop, not Makushita 218. No, just
18. 218.
That's a big Makushita boy.
The secret rank. Oh, also, Sandanme, Yusho, Kazuma. They like putting those guys really high up.
For Okaryu, the record is about Makushita 8, Makushita 9.
So Okaryu, Makushita 8, Makushita 9. Okay. So we can do this. You know. Like this, maybe.
Yeah. And I mean, Fukuzaki with that 2-5, and Toseri with that 2-5, they can even fall more.
More, yeah, no. Maybe they can go here, something. The thing about it, I was just looking at here at Kazuma's Yusho. They can maybe slide them into our Banzuke, you know, because he's quite high up. He's like 23.
Yeah.
So I think they will slide him to 15, maybe.
Yeah, he can make the nod. Yeah.
You know, somewhere here.
And for the 2-5 guys from M6, they usually fall to M16, M15.
Okay, so they're going now fully.
They do, they, yeah, you see, they do fall quite a lot.
Yeah, okay. Even the 3 and 4 people.
Yeah, looking at, like, a lot of them in, like, the, I guess, later Makushita range, I get 3 and 4, they kind of go back at least, like, 4 spots.
Okay, so
I'm just looking at it. Really.
I know, just let's just throw people out.
M13, like, for example, Matsui, it's, like, perfect ranking.
Okay, I guess. So we really, and then Shimanui a lockdown. Something like this?
Yeah, looks okay.
And then who goes up here? Kotokai Naryu? Touch Musashi?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's filling up M7? Because I feel like Ananoumi could. If, how much? Just a 6 and 1. Ananoumi, yeah, it's not crazy.
What, M8
or 7? M7, Makushita. M8, I think, looks good.
Yeah, but then who gets M7?
Damn.
Like here and then.
Daikisho? And Daikisho M8? Yeah? Ah, boy, I don't know.
Yeah, no, but then. No, but he cannot be above Kotokenryu, so Kotokenryu must be before him.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can do this even.
Makushita is the most complicated.
Yes, like, hell.
Do anything.
Yeah, because it's like vibes. It's just fully vibes.
Yeah.
That's the whole Banzuke, really.
True. It's whatever they are vibing with, I guess.
Yeah, like, honestly, they could even put Noda over a lot of those. Just
no, they probably will, because we need to fill this bottom here. And those people won't be up here. No way.
And Noda is right about the same level as Ananoumi.
Yeah, he's about the same level as well. Yeah, true. So they might do this. Something like this, maybe. You know?
Yeah.
Does Kaigo, do you guys think Kaigo... Yeah, Kaigo would be around here somewhere.
Yeah, M12. I would say M12.
Yeah. Can somebody check Gonomi and Daiyu show? Because they have 6 and 1.
That's what? That's Makushita 47?
Yeah.
Makushita 47.
You know, you can put like a range of ranks, right? So you can do it.
Oh, we can.
You can. I don't know how, I think. No, I don't know how to do it. I'm doing shit.
So. They don't usually make it to the top 15 going by history.
28, 30, about that range.
Yeah, earliest is like 19 or
18. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, they don't make the cut. They don't make the cut.
Cool. So they don't make the cut. Yeah. There we go. I took me 35 minutes trying to figure that out. But yeah, no idea. Okay. So, Hanao can touch Kodai. Makushita 420. Okay. They get maybe in sometimes.
Barely make it. Barely. I would say they make
it. Yeah. Because, you know, who cares?
Yeah. From themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe
even like those. year, maybe. Maybe they even hold Shimonomi a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And no, M11. Because Hanaoka and Tochikodai are barely on it, so nobody further down before N2 will go up.
Yeah. So now it's the market.
People
so either
30, about 40, with a 5 and 2. Enho is about, yeah, let's do 30s, the 30s, the people in the 30s. They get also not in.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we push everyone up and we get the two. I think it would be like Toseru and Fukuzaki who get saved.
Yeah. I think that might have to be the thing. I think they might have to do like this.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't hate this. But I don't know anything about Makushita anyway.
It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. I really don't think we'll have like a block of people getting... Oh, no, no, that's fine. No, no, no. Ignore what I was going to say. Ignore.
I mean, you think Kazuma's actually going to get that boost?
Kazuma?
Yeah. Here?
What's...
Yeah.
So, like, everybody goes down half like this?
I'm just meaning from, like, San Domine. Like, think that usually what they do? Or...
Yeah, they usually do that. Yeah, they usually do that. From what I've seen in the quarry.
Suppose Fujisayuni got, like, Makushita 14, sorry. From his rank, it's the last, this century, basically, was Fuji Saiyan last year, and he got to Makushita 14.
Yeah, they get around there anyway, so.
So yeah, kind of a bit over promotion, but not that crazy.
Not that crazy, could be. Yeah, 2015 they had somebody at M13, so
yeah,
M9.
M9, yeah.
2011. Not undoable. Not undoable. You know, I think this is good. Should
again,
we? We have gone almost like 20 minutes more already over.
I think we can call it a day.
Yeah, is everybody happy to send this like Dojo download?
It works for me. Works for me.
Yeah, works. I still don't like how Takayasu and Macy are getting saved this much, but I do think they will do it. I just don't like it personally.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go into guess. The Banzuke. The Banzuke. Okay, entry form. I don't know how to send it.
I have no idea.
Does anybody know how to get this to here more effectively?
Huh?
Like, because there's an entry form here. No, I think we have to do it manually. Okay. Onosato. Oh, sure, you forgot these people existed. Hatozakura. Oh, Nishiki.
Oh my god, do you do have to? Oh my god.
I think so. I don't know if there's any other way. Does anybody else know if there's any other way to do this? Takanosho. Takayasu.
Do you have two screens?
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, there we go.
Is it for you?
Can you guys see this? No, you guys can just see half. Enjoy your half of the screen, because I'm not going to restart the streaming, guys.
Is there an option to attach a file?
No, not that I can see, no.
You can save the draft, attach it to it, leave it blank.
It's fine. I can do this after the episode finishes.
Yeah.
You guys don't have to see this. I'll just input everything into the SumoDB. I'll put it as Dojo download so you guys can find it whenever the Banzuke comes out.
I'm sorry.
But thank you so much for bearing with us this horrible, not horrible, this quite long and taxing episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was fun for me. And I hope that's the sentiment.
It was fun.
I'll try and upload it at some point. Hopefully today. And then you guys will have the VOD. Oh, the recording audio of all this. Cool. Well, this has been today's day. Though we go download a little bit extended. And I've been joined by all these lovely people, which we will see maybe next week, where we have an even bigger drought of sumo to talk about. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.